realization is, rather, is that sometimes you have to elevate at a higher vibration to appreciate artistry. And this is kind of piggybacking off of The Embrace, the Martin Luther King Jr. art piece that was revealed in Boston Commons by Hank Willis Thomas. I've been watching a lot of black movies these past few weeks. I said last year I watched Soul Plane for the first time, and I genuinely enjoyed it because it was reminiscent, it was nostalgic of a different era, a different time where black artists, with comedic black artists with notoriety, got together to just make something good for the culture, right? It's not great. It's not 6 out of 10. I mean, I give it 6 out of 10. It's not a masterpiece, but it's good for what it is, and it's a lot funnier than the infinite amount of comedy that comes out now. Last night, I watched Meet the Blacks for the first time, and it had a lot of good scenes. Initially, I felt like Mike Epps was trying too hard. His character didn't really flow naturally. But all of the guest cameos that were introduced really added life to it. I feel like Mike Epps is more of like a one-liner comedian, respectfully. And that's just a thought right now. Maybe I'll think about more later. I'm watching Meet the Blacks too. And he said, Mike Epps said, it's Cat Williams coming down the steps, and he's like, what is this, a light-skinned midget Hugh Hefner? And I just started cracking up, man, because it's, you know, it hit differently. Like, I didn't even realize it was Cat Williams until he made that joke, and I looked up and I saw comedic timing. I'm a little elevated. So, you know, the reefer help you decompress. Right, so much of life, so much of the black experience, disassociation, right? As you elevate, as you gain knowledge, you think you're too good for the entertainment, the art that you used to enjoy in the past, right? You think you're above it. You only want finer things. You're a refined man, right? You're a gentleman, like fellow Kuti say. You're a gentleman. So elevating yourself in a moment, then going back to the artistry, it adds something. Allows you to decompress, to relax, just appreciate for what it is, right? Not watching it, not viewing it as this 37-year-old version of myself who has all this information, who has a life mission, who has career vision, who has business, and this, and family, and all that. I'm just reverting back to like self. What does Clifford as an individual enjoy? And I enjoy Meet the Blacks. I enjoy the zingers, the one-liners. I enjoy the ability for the black experience to have the opportunity and the effort and the capital and the success to make a part two. Ain't too many black trilogies out here. Right? I say Lord of the Rings, you say what? Blade? Okay, I say Harry Potter. I say The Hunger Games. Maze Runner. Where are the black trilogies, the black sagas? A sequel matters. Jordan Peele doesn't have a sequel, respectfully, right? And he's good. He's good at what he does. But I think unless he has a sequel, man, he won't be definitive of greatness. I think the sequel and even having the ability and the success to make a third is like a mark and a testament to your ability to be a storyteller. Rocky. All right, so, you know, salute to Creed, but it's just Rocky. It's just a blackwashing. So sometimes elevate the experience for yourself. Decompress and revert back to things you used to enjoy in the past, right? To see if they're still relevant. To see if you still enjoy them. See if you can still find some type of value, some appreciation for them. The artistry might not hit. It may not be the comedy. It may not be the acting. But finding small things like, you know, it's not that funny, but yo, it was funny. The first one was funny enough that a part two came out. I looked at IMDb, the first one, the first Meet the Blacks had a $900,000 estimated budget. It made $2 million. That's dope. The experience needs that. Don't be too good for yourself. I saw on TikTok someone talking about your inner child. And the language about the inner child is disassociation. right? You're removing yourself from who you were in the past as a kid. Ain't no such thing as an inner child. It's all you. Past, present, future. It is you. It is your desire. It is what you want. Don't disassociate with time, with age. The necessity in life is to be present. My inner child doesn't want this. I want this. I want to enjoy this moment. I want to consume this art. I want to find value in it. Find value. Peace.